Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's a package of legislation now being considered by the House that is designed to actually make some benefit programs run by the state more effective and efficient. What's going on here?
Well, to ensure that public assistance programs can benefit those who are in legitimate need, the House is advancing a package of legislation designed to encourage self-reliance through work experiences. In a number of other states that have instituted work requirements for assistance programs, many recipients have seen household incomes double and have been able to achieve self-sustainability. The House this week approved House Bill 2138, which would require the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services to implement work or community engagement requirements for able-bodied medical assistance recipients. The work requirements include being employed or attending a job training program for 20 or more hours a week, or completing 12 job training program-related activities in a month. Exceptions would apply to those unable to work. Also scheduled for consideration is House Bill 1659, which would require healthy, able-bodied adults without children to work, perform community service, participate in a work program, or be enrolled as a full-time student in order to receive SNAP or, as they're more commonly known, food stamp benefits.
There's also a package of legislation moving its way through the House that's designed to help employers and schools produce workers to fill in-demand jobs. What's going on here?
To help Pennsylvania's job creators fill in-demand jobs now and in the future, the House is considering a nine-bill bipartisan package to improve career and technical education opportunities and enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. The package includes measures to promote public-private partnerships, remove barriers for qualified career and technical educators, expand awareness of training opportunities and future earning potential, increase flexibility for innovative secondary career and technical programs, enhance and promote articulation agreements, develop and maintain online career resource centers, and coordinate state-level career and workforce development opportunities. The package also includes a number of other elements and was developed following recommendations made by the House Select Subcommittee on Technical Education and Career Readiness, which was created to study and review the Commonwealth's career and technical education policies. The bills are expected to receive a final vote in the House the week of April 30th.
There's also legislation under consideration in the legislature that would help to address the student debt issue in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Outstanding student loan debt in this country has now reached an unprecedented $1.3 trillion. To help Pennsylvania college students track their student loan debt and make more informed decisions about borrowing, legislation was unanimously approved this week by the State House to require colleges and universities to notify students about their current debt obligations. House Bill 2124 would direct colleges and universities which receive federal student loan information for their students to send letters to students each year, updating them on their current student loan debt level and obligation. The letters would be mailed or emailed in advance of a student's acceptance of additional funding and would include estimates of the student's total debt at graduation and projected monthly payments. Similar legislation in other states has substantially reduced student borrowing and helped students and their families to make more informed financial choices. The measure is now with the State Senate for their review.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.